Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And returning our guest, Barb Pricky, Director of Marketing at Felician Village. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jim.
You know, there are so many different options these days for older adults to choose where they want to live and at what age. You know, you get the term nursing home, there's senior living, there's assisted living. A lot of times those are different living areas, but are they the same or are they different?
Well, part of the confusion is that each state names their living options different things and licenses them differently also. So when an adult child living in another state starts doing some research on places for mom or dad to live, mm-hmm. it can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, senior living is really a generic term that encompasses the entire group of living services offered for older adults. So, for example, Felician Village is a senior living community with independent living, two forms of assisted living, a nursing home, rehab, and an at-home program for those living in their own homes. Other senior living communities might only have a nursing home or might only have assisted living. So there's lots of different combinations of services.
Yeah, I see.
The nursing home refers to skilled nursing care. And at Felician Village, this is St. Mary's Nursing Home. There's always an RN or an LPN available to oversee the care that's provided by the CNAs and other staff. Residents who live here tend to need more in-depth, 24-hour-a-day help with activities of daily living. They might be taking multiple medications that can cause side effects for which they need to be monitored, or they might need a medical treatment that only a licensed nurse can provide. And this is where a lot of state regulations are, and they're very detailed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then we have assisted living, which differs from nursing home in that when assisted living was originally organized, it was built on a housing model as opposed to a medical model like the nursing home. So state regulations typically are much less here. Assisted living residents usually are independent but may need some help with a specific task, such as bathing or dressing or taking medications. They tend to be more mobile, while nursing home residents need help with transportation or might even be bedridden.
Mm-hmm.
Assisted living residents usually have an apartment where nursing home has a room. And assisted living residents usually don't need ongoing medical attention compared to nursing home residents.
So that probably means assisted living is less costly as there's not as much supervision or medical care. Is that right?
That is correct. There is a difference also in payment for the two services. So obviously people pay privately until they no longer have money of their own, and then they can apply for Medicaid. Now, Medicaid does not pay directly for assisted living. In Wisconsin, there's a program called Family Care, which helps to pay for assisted living, and someone can apply for that once they're eligible for Medicaid. For a nursing home, Medicaid does pay for care if all of their assets are depleted.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone needs help with financial considerations regarding what type of senior living, people should contact their local Aging and Disability Resource Center, and all counties in Wisconsin have this resource.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, either they can go online to get that, Aging and Disability Resource Center, or they can contact me at 920-684-7171. Or visit FeliciaNVillage.org.
Barb, sounds great. A good talk. Let's do this again soon.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.